carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen better days.
Hey, welcome back. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor here. You know, everybody says future, technology. We're all talking about it. We're all looking for it. Well, and then we come back and, you know, we all talk about, hey, listen, I've got the future in my hand. Well, I do have the future in my hand. And it's going to change the way you drive a car. And it's going to change the way I fix a car. And it's really just unbelievable. And as I said at the top of the hour, it's a combination of Buck Rogers, Star Wars, Star Trek, and everything in between, because it's sort of mind-boggling. And when I first heard about this, my comment was, Harlan, you've got to be kidding me. And here to talk to us about it is fast a regular here on the Car Doctor. We're always glad to have Harlan Siegel with us. He's the Vice President of Launch Diagnostics, and he always has such great information. You know, this one, you're just not going to believe it, so hang on to your seat and get ready. The future is right here. Harlan, welcome back, sir. How are you today?
Very good, Ron. Thank you for having me.
You know, we talk about it. We're in a technology-based business. People say, what do you do for a living? You fix cars? No, I'm in technology. Well, you guys are in technology at Launch Tech USA. You've created a product called Golo, which is remote diagnostics. So I'll lay the scenario out. You're the nervous dad sending your daughter off to college. You know, here's a real-world scenario for the Ananian family. And all of a sudden, that car is now 6 hours away. And if a check engine light pops on, what do you do? You guys have the answer for this, and you're the only ones that do right now.
That's absolutely correct, and that's a real-world scenario. I mean, just think about it. I mean, you could be a regular car owner, could be just driving down the road, and maybe they have a stumble, a drivability problem, or maybe the check engine light does come on. So questions typically would go through one's mind. Is it a catastrophic event? Should I be concerned? Where's my shop? How do I get a hold of them? Should I continue to keep on driving? Should I pull off the side of the road? But how about if you can simply connect to your shop, and they can read that code, look at the data, advise you on the next steps that you should and shouldn't be taking, and, for example, even clear the code if it's something like you just filled up the car with gas and didn't tighten the gas cap all the way, which a car owner may not know. But the shop owner or technician looking at the data through remote diagnostics will be able to see that and will be able to clear the code and will be able to tell the customer, Mrs. Jones, Mr. Jones, no worries. You're going to be just fine. Continue driving and enjoy the rest of your day.
You're not, you know, you realize that you're not really selling, well, you are selling diagnostics, but you're really selling peace of mind. You know, this time of year, this is our stocking stuffer feature time of year where we talk about, you know, inexpensive items for the stocking, maybe for the do-it-yourselfer or for everybody in the household. And this kind of falls in that category. This is a device that's under $200. It plugs into the OBD2 port. It marries to the person's cell phone. There's no additional data plan minutes involved. And they just it loops back to the repair shop that they have a compatible launch diagnostic tool. And we're done. It's a very inexpensive way of communicating with the vehicle. You guys have done what OnStar does, except they do it for $100,000. You guys do it for under $200. I got to say it like it is. You know, and it's not just going through the onboard engine computer, is it? It's looking at ABS, it's looking at airbag, it's really going through quite a few modules in the vehicle.
That's exactly right. So, and that's the power of what we're bringing to market is because of our expertise in the professional trade, you know, we're very familiar with looking at all makes, all models, and all modules. And therefore, we've simply extended that expertise into Golo, which now through remote diagnosis, we're really just doing this through the cloud. We're able to remotely access those modules just as if the technician were to be in front of that car plugged in right during that day, and now we're doing it remotely. And the good thing for the customers, you know, we have planned services, and then, of course, we have unplanned maintenance services, and those are the ones that kind of crop up on us that can put us in an uncomfortable situation, and that's where Golo comes in. So your shop is in control, and you can simply bind with your shop. All you need to do is activate the app, whether it's iOS, Apple, or an Android phone, either one will work. And simply, actually right now on Google Play, the app's already there. It's called Golo Car Care. And simply connect to your shop. And if you happen to be on vacation and maybe you're hundreds of miles away from your normal repair shop, you can still connect to your repair shop. But if the repair shop says, you know what, I'm looking at your data, I am concerned you probably shouldn't drive the car much longer, you're going to need to find a local shop in your area. It has Golo application, the Golo Car Care app, actually has a Google Map feature that will locate other Golo-equipped shops in that area so the baton can be passed to another local shop that happens to be wherever you may be vacationing so they can take it from there and there's simply no worries for the car owner.
I can see this one step further, even, as I'm sure you guys can. So customer Mrs. Smith comes in and they've got this intermittent drivability hiccup that, you know, the car has a hiccup to it on Tuesdays when the moon is full and the tide is high, and it only does it then, and it's very difficult to duplicate. Wouldn't it work that if we plugged in the Golo, hey, Ron, it just did it, and I go back and I look at the data and log in, and or I know if I drive up this hill, which is 20 miles from the shop, it's going to do it. Can I watch it live at that moment? Am I able to do that? Are both of those scenarios possible where I'm doing remote diagnostics?
Yes, absolutely, Ron. Absolutely. In fact, not only will the technician be able to look at the data, he also will be able to graph the data as he would with a full-blown scan tool. So he'll have all of the measuring applications in front of him to make the best decision based on what he's looking at.
Now, we talked about this prior in our pre-show interview. We discussed, and what my first question was, okay, I can clear the code, clear the check engine light, and let's see if the problem comes back. How severe of a problem is it? And then I said, gee, and at first I thought it was a good idea, and then I retracted that statement. We talked about, can I do bidirectional controls and actually do some testing of solenoids and other devices on the vehicle? And I can't. And you had a very good reason why. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, with a full line professional scan tools, the bidirectional capabilities for the listeners are that typically a shop with a scan tool like ours would be able to, for example, unlock and lock doors, make the windows go up and down, make the horn beep, the lights light. So we call those bidirectional controls. But on a remote diagnostics application, there is safety issue and safety concerns. For example, let's say that your customer is, you know, having a nice weekend somewhere and they have a drivability issue or a concern and they remote into the shop. Well, if they have a child in the back seat or a dog and the arm is out the window or anything like that, we don't want a situation where one could accidentally activate, for example, the window and hurt something or somebody. And
right.
So because of that, we're locking out that bidirectional capability, and it just simply makes sense.
Yeah, and I think you have to. So listen, when we come back, I want to hold you over another segment. I want to talk a little bit about, you were talking about graphing and signals. You've also got another device out that works with the new launch scan tools, the Android-based tool, the sensor box. I want to talk about that a little bit, and I also want to talk a little bit about that LaunchTech USA won the 2014 Telematics Challenge. You guys were the winner, and congratulations for that. They announced it at Apex, and we want to give you guys a tip of the hat for that as well, because we're right on the cutting edge with this, with you, as you take us there with this technology. Harlan, sit tight. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. We'll all be back right after this. Welcome back. Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. We're here this hour with Harlan Siegel, Vice President of Diagnostics for LaunchTech, LaunchTech USA. Harlan, when we pulled over and took the pause, we left the listeners with a bunch of questions and some commentary. Let's start somewhere in the middle of the pack. The recent Apex show, Apex SEMA out in Las Vegas, you guys won the 2014 Telematics Challenge because of Golo, and I want to say congratulations to you here on air. And what does that mean to you guys? And I guess that inspires you to continue the fight and climb onward to the next level of Golo, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Ron. We're very proud of that award and why we won it as well. You know, it was from the Auto Care Association and they're recognized for unique differences and what we're bringing to market. So, for example, the fact that we're able to achieve this without the customer having to purchase an additional cell phone data plan is certainly a monumental benefit of this product. And that was totally recognized. Also, there one of the other unique features that they liked about it was this inspection feature. For example, a car owner, if they wanted to simply take a look at the data themselves, not to be a technician or anything like that, but just if they wanted to do a self-check or a health check, if you will, it has an automatic feature that will scan the modules of the vehicle and simply report a pass or fail, just to let you know that, you know what, all systems are good on your vehicle, and if, in fact, you did have an issue or a code in any of the modules, then at that point in time, it would alert you to, you know what, you probably want a remote into your shop.
Sort of like that look, sort of like when you went on family vacation with Dad so many years ago, and he'd be out there lifting the hood, looking and going, I'm just checking the fluids. And it's, you know, this is sort of like the fluid check. We're going to scan all the modules before we leave on the trip and know if we've got any pending problems before we hit the road. I love it. I think the technology is just, it's crazy great. It really is, Harlan. I can't tell you how impressed I am with it. Another tool that I was impressed with that I recently read about on the website that I want to just talk about real quick in our last couple of minutes is the sensor box. You guys have a sensor box that will emulate the signals that sensors put out. Now, talk about that for a second.
Absolutely. You know, so many times a shop owner or technician might get a customer's car with an intermittent drivability problem, and as always, oftentimes it just doesn't happen to do it that day while it's in the shop. So the sensor simulator actually can replicate the various signals of the various sensors of a vehicle as if they were good components. So if the technician or shop owner suspected, let's say, a defective mass airflow sensor, he could actually have this little box transmit a signal of a good known one. And the benefit to the shop and the customer is that the shop doesn't have to go purchase one to put it in there in case he suspected that was it. Maybe he wasn't 100% sure, and we can avoid that step. The other component of it is that sometimes with intermittent problems, it's easier to replicate a bad problem so the customer might recognize, yeah, that's exactly what it's doing. So you can actually make this sensor box replicate a defective component, like a mass airflow sensor, that may have been intermittent at the time that the shop gets it, so that the customer can say, hey, that's exactly what my car was doing last week or last month. And then the technician simply knows, you know what, I know exactly what to replace.
And that's so impressive. I've, you know, in all my years, I never thought, let me make a bad part, a bad signal, a bad issue to show you, hey, this is how it ran. And then from there, I can fix it. Harlan, I absolutely love it. Listen, you guys have got some really great technology. I think you're right on the cutting edge, and I want to encourage you to keep going. If the listeners want to read more, learn more, see more about Launch, where can they do it?
LaunchTechUSA.com, and you'll see the Golo video right at the top, as well as a product page of many of the things we've talked about.
And everything is listed there, correct? Golo on down to the Android-based scan tools and all the other things that you guys are doing.
Absolutely, and that's LaunchTech, LaunchTechUSA.com. It'll take you right there.
Okay, and we're going to put that link for everybody listening in case they can't write it down. If they get out to the Car Doctor's Facebook page, we'll put a post of it up there, and we'll talk about that. And as a matter of fact, this interview will be on CarDoctorsShow.com shortly after this show airs, sometime in the early part of the week. Harlan, listen, I appreciate the relationship this year, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule. We want to wish everybody out there in Launch a very happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and whatever it is you want to celebrate. And we just want to thank you for taking the time to be with us this year, and we look forward to you to next year.
Ron, thank you, and happy holidays to you and your listeners as well. Always enjoyed being on your show.
You take good care. I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor. We are back right after this.